way to inner excellence. Cleanse the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence. Pathway to inner excellence.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another episode in the series The Pathway to Inner Excellence. Alhamdulillah, you are watching Madani Channel and yes, we are with you in this month of Ramadan discussing this wonderful new series. And the name itself gives the entire discussion away that in this series we are learning on how to perfect ourselves from within, how to be excellent people, how to be wonderful people, how can we purify ourselves from within, how can we build that path properly to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And undoubtedly that will only happen when there is the excellence from within. Yes, everyone wants their apparent body to be neat, clean, handsome, smart, dashing. But the real success is when we are clean, excellent from within. So this is our series which we are with you, Alhamdulillah. And today our focal point of discussion is going to be something which unfortunately many of us have overlooked, unfortunately. And some of us have not understood the value of this great miracle, I would say, in today's time. And that is undoubtedly the Quran, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we're going to learn about how to build a relationship with the Holy Quran. And building our relationship with the Holy Quran, the importance, the essence of it. And what does Islam say about this here? How important it is for the life of a Muslim. Remember, we are learning about purification of ourselves. We are learning inner excellence. We are learning how to make sure our nafs, our soul, our inner being is perfect as we like our outer being to be perfect. So based on that today, and we do know that the main, I would say, rectification for us and source of rectification is the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessed ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, if you take these away, then where is our guidance? Where is our source of guidance? Where is our, you know, place and origin of guidance, of hidayat? It's not going to be there. So definitely the Holy Quran, if we have a relationship with it, then automatically that will start purifying ourselves and that will start making us better people. That will start making sure that our inner self is clean and we are on the path to inner excellence. Remember, keep in mind, the problem which we have nowadays, unfortunately, is that majority of the Muslims, I would say every Muslim, you know, every person who reads the Kalima, who believes in Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, they do have respect for the Holy Quran. I mean, call any person, ask him, as a Muslim, do you respect the Quran? And the first word which he's going to say is yes. So there is no doubt in that. But the problem which we have is that the Muslims do respect the Holy Quran, but the Muslims are not attached and close to the Holy Quran. There's a big difference here. We need to have the respect. It's necessary. It's important. It's part of our iman and belief. But at the same time, we need to have the attachment to the Holy Quran. There is no use that you are respecting the Holy Quran, you kiss it, you put it on your head, place it on the top shelf, But there is no connection. You don't know what the Holy Quran says. You don't know what's inside the Holy Quran. You have never understood the Holy Quran. You have never made an effort to recite the Holy Quran. You have never made an effort to learn about the Holy Quran. You have never made an effort to, you know, understand the Quran via the authentic tafsir and explanations of the Holy Quran. And unfortunately, you have missed the main link, which was the attachment, the relation, and the connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the problem which we have in today's time. Unfortunately, respect is there, but there is no closeness and attachment to the Holy Quran. We need to also understand that the Holy Quran is powerful. The Holy Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran, when we listen to the Holy Quran, when we recite the Holy Quran, we can feel the powerful words of the Holy Quran. But why is it distant away from us? This is a problem also. Right, so respect is there and we are far away. Then we also feel the power of the Holy Quran. We understand the power of the Holy Quran. We can sense the power of the Holy Quran. But there is still a distance between us and the Holy Quran. So this is a very big issue which we are going to try and discuss and cover in today's discussion, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. The first solution which we are going to come towards, and how are we going to tackle this problem, is we need to have a relationship with the Holy Quran. But what sort of relationship, what sort of attachment and connection? This needs to be a spiritual connection with the Holy Quran. And how will we develop, how will we have, how will we instill that spiritual relationship between us and the Holy Quran, that you will only get when you open the Holy Quran and you recite. Yes, you recite with reward, you recite with the intention of reward, you recite with the intention of gaining sawab from the court of Allah. That's perfect, that's excellent. But how many of us sit down, open the Holy Quran and feel that, you know, this is a book of guidance. This is a book which Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Huda lil muttaqeen. It is guidance for the people. It is guidance for the muttaqi, the people who fear, the people who pious people. It is guidance for them. So how many of us really sit down, open the Quran and say, this is a book of guidance. I need to at least understand what is mentioned in this book of guidance. It's not in English, it's not in Urdu, it's not in Farsi or Persian, it's in Arabic. Yes, we have translations, alhamdulillah. You know, Maktabatul Madina also has the wonderful translation of Kanzul Iman in English, which is translated by Qibla Mufti Ibn Nabi Hamidi Sahib, may Allah grant him a high abode in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. And we have Tafsir Miftah al-Ihsan also by Qibla Mufti Sahib. We heard that Sirat al-Jinan, Tafsir al-Quran of Mufti Qasim Sahib is also being translated into English. So all these kind of things, yes, we do have it. But where is the effort? Are we reading that? So we have Urdu translations and tafsir, authentic ones. We have English authentic tafsirs and translations. When I mean authentic, I mean that the proper Sunni sources. I'm not talking about a translation or tafsir which any doctor or professor has written, and you know, a person just woke up in the morning and thought that, let me just, you know, write the explanation of the Holy Quran according to my understanding, according to my knowledge, according to my assumption. Ma'adallah, that is a very, 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 very dangerous path to follow. So I'm not talking about those tafsir and those tarjumas. Don't even go near those things. What I'm talking about is the authentic, pure tafsir, the explanations, the translation and the commentaries of the Holy Quran from authentic Sunni sources. We have in Urdu, we have in English, we have it's in Arabic as well. So how many of us are putting the effort there to open? And see, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, you know, Hudal lil muttaqeen. What is this guidance? Allah Ta'ala said that He speaks about Musa alayhi salam, He speaks about Isa alayhi salam, He speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, He speaks about the beloved Rasul, He speaks about the Sahaba Ikram, He speaks about the Ahlul Bayt, He speaks about our day-to-day life, He speaks about business, He speaks about wills, He speaks about inheritance, He speaks about nikah, about talaq, about consuming halal, He speaks about haram, He speaks about hajj, He speaks about umrah, He speaks about fasting, He speaks about salah. There are so many aspects of our daily life which we need to understand. He speaks about lying, He speaks about backbiting, He speaks about unity amongst the Muslims, He speaks about the enemies of Allah and the beloved Rasul, He speaks about the lovers of Allah and the beloved Rasul, He speaks about Jannah, about Jahannam, He speaks about the day of Qiyamah. There is so much, believe me, you, this is an ocean which you can never understand the depth of this ocean. Alright, so there is so much here, and it is in front of us. In that Quran in the book form which we have it today, the guidance is there. The question is, are we opening that book and understanding what the Holy Quran is telling to us? The day we start doing that, you will see how there will be a relation and attachment, which I was mentioning in the beginning, that this attachment we need to have of the Holy Quran. So when the respect is there, it's there. But when you open that book and you kiss it and you place it on your eyes out of respect, now the respect demands that you must understand and act upon whatever is mentioned in this book. That's how your relationship will be strong with the Holy Quran. Your understanding, your connection will be strong with the Holy Quran. That's very important, which we need to keep in mind. And then there are different views which you must keep in mind. Now what, you know, a person will open the Quran for barakah, for reward, for blessings. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, that's excellent. Then you get a person who opens the Quran as study material. You know, you're studying it. That's also excellent. That's one step further. So one is opening the Quran for reward. Then you go one step further. You're opening it for reward and for study. You are studying the Holy Quran. And number three, you know, you open the Holy Quran as a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is the kalam of my Rabb, of my Creator, of the Khaliq Kainat, of the owner of all the worlds, of the creator of all the worlds, the sustainer, the provider. It's his words, it's his kalam. So you open the Holy Quran as a conversation. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking directly to you and he's addressing you. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. When he says, O believers, then the discussion is directly to you. You must do this, you mustn't do that. So that's the last level which a person does. So the barakah is there, the blessings, the reward is there, the studying is there, and then it's taken to a step further, which is a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what is that? It's the kalam of Allah. So we need to start from the barakah and the blessings of the Holy Quran when we open it, and we need to reach that final stage, which is reaching the level where we open the Quran as a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which the direct feeling comes that Allah Ta'ala is addressing me directly. When the thought, when a person opens the Quran with this intention, with this mindset, with this mentality, then that is how the relationship will start becoming strong with the Holy Quran. And we are discussing the pathway to inner excellence. And so I ask you that, you know, when a person reads the Holy Quran like this, that every word, every ayah is penetrating his heart, tell me, the ayah which is saying perform salah, will the person leave the salah? The ayah which is saying respect your parents, will the person leave his parents? The ayah which is saying do not backbite, will that person backbite? The ayah which is saying obey Allah and the beloved Rasul, you know, love the beloved Rasul, will a person move away from the love of the beloved Rasul, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So when every ayat is penetrating the person's heart, then slowly, slowly, the person will move towards self-rectification. And once a person reaches self-rectification, that is what we are trying to do. We are trying to make sure we are perfect from within. So I would say that, you know, the most important topic in our entire series is this, the connection with the Holy Quran. Because this is your main source of guidance. If this you can perfect, then whatever we're discussing in the other episodes, you're going to perfect it yourself. Because everything is found in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran himself mentions, you know, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Many places in the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala emphasizes and mentions that the Holy Quran is a clear explanation. The Holy Quran consists and contains everything. So everything is there. You want to learn about tawakkul, it's there. You want to learn about sabr, it is there, which we have been discussing. So all the topics which we are discussing, which we will discuss in the future, everything is in that one source of guidance. So if you can perfect your relation with that source of guidance, then I believe that inshallah, 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 you will see how that will be one of the most, or I would say the perfect way to rectify yourself and move to the path of inner excellence. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The core lessons which we need to understand. Number one, the Quran was revealed to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we understand, which we know definitely, and we believe it's part of our iman. And the Holy Quran was revealed to live our lives according to the Holy Quran, not to be stored at the top of the cupboard. That a person keeps the Quran on top of the cupboard, and the Ramadan time he takes it out, he opens, he blows the dust off, he wipes it, and he starts reading. If he can complete the Holy Quran in Ramadan, subhanallah. If he doesn't complete, whatever paras he recites, Then he closes it up, wraps it up nicely in the beautiful, you know, covering will have the gold coverings, will have a beautiful embroidery on it, will have maybe even some diamonds to some extent, will have some beautiful beads on it, will have a special box for the Holy Grail. It will be perfect and beautiful, but unfortunately it will go right on top of the cupboard and it will stay there until the next Ramadan again. So in those 11 months, we'll never look towards there, we'll never remove the Quran from there, we'll never take out the Quran and at least clean it or remove the dust from on top. We won't do that. We'll leave it there for 11 months. Come next Ramadan, then we'll be the most closest people to the Holy Quran. It's a book which needs to be lived. That we need to live our lives according to the Holy Quran, according to each, I would say, guidance and mentioning of the Holy Quran. This is number one. This is our core lesson which we need to understand. Number two, frequency matters more than quantity. We'll take out the Quran today and recite 50 ayat with translation, with tafsir, and say, wah, today I did something great, you know, I recited the whole Quran, 50 ayat with translation, and subhanallah, so much I learned in that. And the next day, you look at your time, oh, today I'm a bit lazy, I'll read 5 ayat. Come the third day, finish. So, what was this? The first day you chose quantity, you read so much, and you were over the moon, and come 2-3 days down the line, you have nothing left. So this is a problem. This is a very big issue. So frequency matters. That the Holy Quran is not just a book for Ramadan. The Holy Quran is a book throughout the year, as I mentioned, and that needs to be with you always. So it shouldn't be that just today you decide to learn the Holy Quran, and for the next 2-3 days you took a break and you said no. It must be something which must be part of your daily routine. It must be something which you are going to do daily. Decide 2 ayat with tafsir, 3 ayat with tafsir, 1 ayat with tafsir, but make sure you are consistent. Because that's how you are going to build your relationship with the Holy Quran. And that's how you are going to really benefit from the words of wisdom which are mentioned in the Holy Quran. Yes, there will be benefit always, but that consistency is very, very, very important. Daily when you are reminding yourself, daily when you are purifying yourself with the ayat, then your progress will be far more better than that person who recites the Quran with understanding, but once a week or twice a week. So whose progress is going to be better? That person whose Quran is in his daily routine, whose understanding of the Holy Quran is part of his day-to-day life and day-to-day routine. Subhanallah. So that you must keep in mind. And number three, your understanding will obviously grow with consistency. Today you recited 1 ayah with tafsir and it took you 5 minutes to understand. Okay, this is what Allah Ta'ala is mentioning here. Tomorrow you'll do 2, then you'll do 3, then you'll do 4. There'll come a time where you'll be reading maybe an entire surah, you know, with the understanding, with tafsir, with translation properly. So the understanding also will grow. You understand many more things with the consistency because that pattern is in your mind, the understanding is in your mind, the flow is in your mind. And normally when you study, take a normal book also. You know, you open a book and you read 1-2 pages today, you start enjoying it. Tomorrow you read 3-4 pages, 5-6 pages, 7-8-9-10, carry on, until it becomes a time where it becomes part of your routine. That every day you open and you'll read the book. So once upon a time you were reading 1 page, now you're reading 5-10-15-20 pages also of the book because the interest is there. So once you build this interest with the Holy Quran, and the consistency is there, you'll see how your understanding will also start increasing. You know, you'll start reading more, you'll start understanding more, you'll start go to various translations in tafsir, authentic ones, and that's how your understanding, your in-depth understanding will increase. Believe me, the Holy Quran is an ocean, I told you. An ocean whose depth is not known and not understood. So don't ever think that, you know, I've read para 1 to 30, alhamdulillah, with tafsir, done. No. Every time you read an ayah, you'll find something new. Alhamdulillah, I've witnessed this personally. That one ayah you open 50 different times, and every time you'll find something new linked in the ayah. Some new message, some new akidah you learn, some new lesson you learn, something new you will learn every time. It's not only one tafsir, there's hundreds of tafsirs, hundreds of commentaries, and people have explained the Quran in their own unique understandings. Some discuss just the laws. Some discussed the grammar of the Holy Quran. Some discussed the tasawwuf, the Sufistic meanings of the Holy Quran. Right? It's a whole vast knowledge and a whole and an ocean. So you need to understand all of these things. Don't ever think that, you know, you read the tafsir once, you read translation once, bas, now it is enough. Now you are Hafiz, now you are Alim, now you are the biggest scholar of the Holy Quran. People have given their lives trying to understand what the Holy Quran. I ask you, who can say that, no, we have read the Holy Quran, what tafsir, we have understood everything? No. The more you read, the more you understand, the more your connection will increase and grow with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't tell me and don't fool yourself by thinking that we have understood the Holy Quran. By Allah, you and I have never understood. The person who understood is that personality who Allah ta'ala has made the king of both the worlds. That personality upon whose mubarak and blessed heart Allah ta'ala has revealed the Holy Quran. That personality who, you know, took the message of the Holy Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and passed it on to us perfectly, which is none other than the master of the entire universe, mine and yours, the universal prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So yes, he has understood and he has passed that message to us. Our duty is we need to take the message, learn, act upon it, and build our relationship with the Holy Quran. That brings us towards the question, and how can we build our relationship? Very important. I discussed some few points now also about tafsir, about understanding the Holy Quran. But few tips you must keep in mind. Number one, small reciting daily. 3-5 ayat, recite the Holy Quran. Make it one page. Recite, this is verbally, you know, the Arabic. And then take each ayah which you have recited and reflect upon that ayah. What is Allah Ta'ala saying here? What lesson is there in it for me? How can I live my life according to this? How can I instill this teaching, this moral, this lesson in my life and lifestyle? If we can do these kind of things, inshallah, our relationship with the Holy Quran will get better and better and better. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. If we come towards the advantages of the Holy Quran, then you know, it's all advantages which I have been mentioning throughout the entire discussion. But alhamdulillah, we cleanse ourselves. We have emotional grounding, there's spiritual clarity, there's lessons for our day-to-day lives, there's lessons, everything which we do, alhamdulillah, and the reward one side. Now, besides the reward, we have all of these things. If only we recite the Holy Quran, we understand the Holy Quran, we try and have an attachment and connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I would give everyone a task, a small task. Let's try for the next 7 days. We'll open the Quran daily without pressure, without considering it a burden, ma'adallah, without being forced to do so. Our heart must want to open the Holy Quran. Make the intention now. For the next 7 days, we in the month of Ramadan, it's easy. After Sehri, after Iftar, whenever you get a time, after the next 7 days, daily I'm going to open the Holy Quran. And then make the intention for the next 7 days, then next seven, until it becomes part of your daily routine, inshallah, azawajal. And and have discussions with your friend. I mean, sit down. Instead of backbiting and laughing and mocking, sit down. Ask your friend, you know, I read the Holy Quran, I recited this ayah with translation and tafsir, authentic translation and tafsir. This is what the ayah was saying. What ayah of the Holy Quran has touched you? It will make him also want to go and read and understand. So next time you have a gathering, everyone will bring one ayah which really touched their heart, and they will try and explain it. How good will these gatherings be? These are known as gatherings of zikr, gatherings of kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gatherings of Quran, Quranic gatherings. This is what we are lacking in our society. This is what we need to do. So I would like to call everyone and invite everyone to please come this path, and then let's try and rectify ourselves. With these few words, we have reached the conclusion of today's discussion. Inshallah, we will carry on our topics in the coming days. Be with us, inshallah, azza wa jal, and make the good intention to act upon whatever we have learned. We hope to see you, inshallah, in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, and remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Pathway to inner excellence cleans the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence. Pathway to inner excellence.